Sorry about that. Yeah. Today is the Christmas Sunday. Yeah.
Yay.
Yeah. Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas. We had a wonderful service in the morning. Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you enjoy it?
Yeah, yeah.
The service?
Yeah.
And how about food? How about food?
Yeah.
Lunch?
Yeah,
your stomach full?
Yeah.
Don't sleep.
Yeah.
Okay. 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 All right. Yeah. Yeah. Give me. Let me give you a short message. Short message. Short but very impressive. Yeah. You bet. The title is The Star. The Star. Yeah. It's a good title. The Star. Yeah. Let me read Matthew chapter 2, verse 1 to 12. If you have a Bible, paper, or digital, anyhow. Let me read in NIV. As a matter of fact, in Christmas, we have only 3 or 4 pages, you know, describing about Christmas. So it's very hard for the preacher just to make the new sermon every year from 3 or 4 pages. Yeah, just an excuse. Let me read Matthew chapter 2. After Jesus was born in Bethlehem in Judea, during the time of King of Herod, Magi from the east came to Jerusalem and asked, "Where is the one who has been born king of the Jews? We saw his star when it rose and have come to worship him." When King Herod heard this, he was disturbed, and all Jerusalem with him. When he had called together all the people's chief priests and teachers of the law, he asked them where the Messiah was to be born. "In Bethlehem in Judea," they replied. "For this is what the prophet has written: But you, Bethlehem, in the land of Judea, are by no means least among the rulers of Judea. For out of you will come..." Okay, anybody okay? "For out of you will come a ruler who will shepherd my people Israel." Then Herod called the Magi secretly and found out from them the exact time the star had appeared. He sent them to Bethlehem and said, "Go and search carefully for the child. As soon as you find him, report to me so that I too may go and worship him." After they had heard the king, they went on their way, and the star they had seen when it rose went ahead of them until it stopped over the place where the child was. When they saw the star, they were overjoyed. On coming to the house, they saw the child with his mother Mary, and they bowed down and worshipped him. Then they opened their treasures and presented him with gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And having been warned in a dream not to go back to Herod, they returned to their country by another route. Amen. This story is... the story of star. The story of star. Stars. Stars. You like stars? You see the stars? Really? Yeah. I love stars very much. Yeah. Do you know how many stars in this universe? Yeah, actually, nobody knows. But scientists you know, guess or count somehow, says 200 billion trillion stars in the universe. 200 billion trillion stars. We don't know. But 200 billion trillion stars in this universe. Of course, God created them all, right? He created this 200 billion trillion stars. Why? Why he created this much of stars? Why? Why? We need the stars? Do we need the stars? Yeah, it's good to see, you know, but even in the very clear sky and somewhere in the world, we can only see about 5,000 stars, the max, yeah, with good eyes. But God created 200 billion trillion stars. Why? Nobody knows. Yeah. That is God. God loves something different, you know. Yeah. I want to ask God, you know, when I go to heaven, God, why you created 200 billion trillion stars? Maybe he said, no, I created more. What the purpose of them? What the purpose of those stars? Yeah. Only this star, this planet, Earth, is the only star humankind lives. Still now on, even the scientists all over the world are looking for some living something in the world, but nobody could find. No lives. Except this Earth. One world. One star is enough. Maybe we need moon and sun, right? But he created much more. Yeah. And the furthest visible star, is named Arundel is the farthest visible star. How far is that? 2.8 million light years. 2.8 million light years, the farthest star from the Earth. Yeah. Which means at least 2.8 million years need the light from the star to our country, to this Earth, to this star, to us. Which means this world is at least 2.8 million years. Yeah. Because the light needs time, light speed. But even with light speed, 2.8 million years need the first light from comes from the Arundel. Yeah. What a story. The point is, what happened in the in Bethlehem? In the story of Jesus. Yeah. What happened? The Magi is they're not the magicians, you know. They're astrologists. They watch the stars and see what's happening in the world. So what happens? Yeah. Why they came to the Bethlehem, far from the East, maybe Babylon. Yeah. Maybe they need a couple months at least, 2 or 3 months to come to Bethlehem to see the king. And they said they saw a star, something special. Where is the one who has been born king of the Jews? We saw his star. They said, we saw his star when it rose and have come to worship him. They saw special star. So from the ancient time, from even after the church started, many theologians, scientists, astrologists are, you know, thought about what kind of happening in the sky. Yeah. There are four famous theories about the star in Bethlehem. One, planetary conjunction. Do you know this term? Planetary conjunction. These planets. So three planets comes straight. Yeah. This is a planetary conjunction. In 1614, German astronomer, actually, I quoted from Wikipedia, so you can read more. Wiki said, 1614, German astronomer Johann Kepler, determined that a series of three conjunctions of the planets, Jupiter, Saturn, occurred in the year 7 BC. He argued, incorrectly, that planetary conjunction could create a nova, which he linked to the star of Bethlehem. So Kepler's idea, this conjunction, shows the Magi, you know, maybe the star, the king was born. Theory number one. Number two, how could we pronounce? Heliacal rising. Yeah. Mm. This is the star comes right before the sun comes out. Yeah. This is a Sirius, and this is what, I don't know, the sun star. The Magi told Herod that they saw the star in the east, or according to some translations, as it rising. You know, the Bible said the rising. So the maybe star comes from east, rising, which may imply the routine appearance of constellation or an asterism. One theory interprets phrase in Matthew 22:2 in the east as astrological term concerning a heliacal rising. And number three, comet. Yeah. Maybe most of us think about the comet. Right? Yeah. Other writers highly suggested that the star was comet. Halley's comet, Halley's comet was visible in 12 BC. Another object, possibly a comet or nova, was seen by Chinese and Korean stargazer in about 5 BC. It's recorded. Chinese and Korean stargazer recorded. They saw the comet. 5 BC. This object was observed for over 70 days. Over 70 days. Oh, long time. Wow. Possibly with no movement recorded. No movement recorded. So just they be there. Ancient writers describe comets as hanging over specific cities, just as the Star of Bethlehem was said to have stood over and the place where Jesus was. However, this is generally thought unlikely, as in ancient times, comets were generally seen as bad omens. Number four. There's no. I missed the slide. Number four is supernova. 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 Yeah. Explosion. Supernova. Physicist Frank Tipler has proposed that the Star of Bethlehem was a supernova or hypernova occurring in the nearby Andromeda galaxy. Although it is difficult to detect a supernova remnant in another galaxy or obtain an accurate date of when it occurred, supernova remnants have been detected in Andromeda. Andromeda no de Another theory is more likely supernova of February 23rd, 4 BC. Wow, February 23rd, birthday of our emperor. The day before my birthday, 4 BC, which is now known as PSR 1913 plus 16, or Hallas-Taylor Pulsar. It is said to have appeared in constellation of Aquila near the intersection of the winter Colour and the equator of date. The nova was recorded in China, Korea, and Palestine. Wow. So, but no valid explanation. There's at least four theories. Planetary conjunction, heliacal rising, and comet, and supernova. My first question was, why God create this 200 billion trillion stars? And he used only one star, to show the Savior was born out of 200 billion trillion stars. Only one star was used to show not the Jews, but Magi in Babylon. You know, they are watching a star every night, all night, you know, their job. You know. So they sleep in the daytime. And they wake up in the night and they watch the stars all the time, stars and then. And someday they found the star, something special. Must be the king of Jew was born because the star maybe was on in the sky toward the Jewish place. Palestine. So they saw the Jewish king was born. If they overlook the star, what happened? If they miss the star, if nobody watching the stars, it happens. So God knew somebody was gazing the stars. And God made one star. He made the command to one star. Come on, go ahead and bright. And to show the Magi, the king of Jew is born. The star, okay, God. Comet, planetary conjunction, heliacal rising, I don't know, supernova, I don't know. But God used just one star to show his son was born on this planet. And God chose the Magi in the east to worship the king of the world instead of the Jews. Now, this is so particular, you know. It's odd. It's unbelievable. If they overlook the star, you know, if there are no astrology magi in the world, yeah, this star is just bright. Yeah. But God knew. And this one star shows what the meaning of that star. Yeah. Out of 200 billion trillion stars, the one star, only one star is selected. This is the symbol of Jesus Christ. Only he was chosen to show the way. Only he is the one who saved the world. God made lots of them, all of them. But he chose one person, one man that he sent, like the star, to show the way to us. If we miss this star, if we overlook this star, our lives can't go straight. We have to look at the night, and we have to watch the stars, and we have to follow the star like Magi did. Right? They believed. What they believed? The king of Jew was born. Just a star. Have you ever followed the star? Have you ever followed the star? I never did. But they believe that this star shows the born of the king. Since they believed in, they start traveling, and they follow the star, and they found the Savior, like this boy. Yeah. When they went to see Jesus, maybe Jesus was around 2 years old. Yeah. Because King Herod killed the children under 2 years. Yeah. Maybe not right after he was born. So, brothers and sisters, God created 200 billion trillion stars, but he choose one star to show his Savior, his son, was born. And the Magi, only Magi in Babylon, knew the meaning of the star. Do you know the meaning of the star? We can see many stars, like this world. We can see many stars. We can see many leaders, teachers, philosophers, arts, you know. We can see many stars. Yeah. Maybe you like some stars. We say in Japanese, we say oshi, you know. It's fun, you know. Do you have any oshi, you know, except carp? Yeah. But do not follow other stars except Jesus Christ. He's the only star. He's the only star. He can lead us to the heaven. There are many stars. But we have to put our eyes on his star, wherever his star goes. We just follow the star, like Marjorie did. Let's pray. Our Heavenly Father, thank you that you created the whole universe and you created over 200 billion trillion stars. Maybe just to make the dark night better? But we don't know why you made like many stars. But you used one star in the whole history, one star to show that your son, our Savior, was born. But the Magi in Babylon, only they did know the meaning of the star. Lord, let us never overlook our star, the star Jesus Christ. He's the only one who lead us into your world, lead us into everlasting life. Lord, thank you what you did, and thank you what you are doing for us. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you.